What is the most precious gift you have ever given? You probably agree with me that the dearer a person is to us, the more generous we are. The more we love somebody, the more deeply we give. Think of today's Feast of Corpus Christi as God's complete and total self-gift to us. And it's not only an expression of God's immense love for us, but also how precious we are to God. God holds nothing back, even his body, his blood. It's given in total self-giving. I would like to reflect on each of the scripture readings from the perspective of God's love and self-gift to us. So let's take the first reading. This reading that we heard where Moses makes the covenant between God and God's people as he reads the law is a description of a primitive covenant-making ceremony. Traditionally, it was called the covenant-cutting ceremony. The covenanters would cut into each other's arm and suck the blood, then mixing the blood, thus making each other brothers of the covenant. But it also meant that the breach of the covenant would be paid in blood. Now, the covenant that Moses makes today is not between two individuals. It's not that you could cut two hands. Because God was not physically present. There was no way to mingle human and divine blood. The blood of animals would become the substitute for this covenant cutting ceremony. Moses sacrificed young bulls and sprinkled half of its blood upon the altar and half upon the people as he read God's law to them. The ceremony was more than just a social contract. Perhaps most contracts in those days were made in the same way. But this covenant-making ceremony symbolized covenantal love. Covenantal love, not merely a contractual agreement, but covenantal love. And this is the most significant part of this particular covenant-cutting ceremony. It symbolized a deep and committed relationship, God with people and people with God. And in the same way that God loved people, people were being invited to a committed covenantal relationship with God. Now, the second reading from the letter to the Hebrews takes us one step forward. It talks about a better and a new covenant. What makes this new covenant better is that unlike in the Old Testament, God was physically present. Jesus. Moreover, the new covenant is not sealed by the blood of bulls and animals, but the blood of Jesus. And third, in the new covenant, God did not just give people a set of laws. By shedding his blood, Jesus gave people a new lease on life. His life becomes mingled with the life of human beings and takes us all the way into eternity. And this is an act of total self-giving. Behind the self-giving is God's love for humanity. The new covenant tells us that God loves humanity so immensely that God's self-gift is total. That God loves humanity so immeasurably that God's self-gift is unconditional. That God loves so deeply that God gives God's self to us in the deepest way possible. Now, today's gospel reading takes us yet another step forward. At that last Passover that Jesus celebrated with his disciples, he took bread and said, "This is my body." And then he took the cup and he said, "This is my blood." Now, the account that we read in Mark's gospel, the one that we read today, does not end with the words, "Do this in remembrance of me." It doesn't. But the other Gospels and Paul include the memorial as an essential element of the Last Supper. So today, we are here to do what Christ has asked us to do in his memory. We gather to do this in remembrance of me. On the one hand, folks, the Eucharist is a reenactment of the Last Supper. Yes, we are in this way able to sit at the table with Jesus and his disciples. Bread is transformed into the body of Christ, and wine is transformed into the blood of Christ. But there is yet another transformation, and this is that step further that we take. We who eat his body and drink his blood become the body of Christ. In other words, now we are the sacrament of God's covenantal love, each one of us. We become the sacrament of God's covenant love. Today we are the gifts that God gives to the world. Just like Jesus gave his body and his blood as gift to the world, now Christ gives us as gift to the world. We are the body of Christ that is now broken for the world. In us, through us, the world knows God's covenantal, unconditional, immeasurable, and deep love. A covenant requires that both parties play their respective roles. Christ has done his part. Now we must do ours. As the body of Christ and Christ's gift to the world, let us make real Christ's love in our world. Let us indeed be the body of Christ. Folks, as the bread and wine is placed on the altar and is transformed into the body and blood of Christ, let us be like the people in today's first reading. When Moses gathered everybody together and he sprinkled blood, they said, all that the Lord has said, we will heed and do. Can we make that commitment as we sit at this table today? Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me." In other words, become my gift to the world. I wish we can say like the people said, "All that the Lord has said, we will heed and do." Let us become what we celebrate. Let us become Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, the love and self-gift of the Lord. People of God said,